Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
If you enjoy a top water plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
I couldn't help but wonder, as they tore down Teddy Roosevelt's statue the other day, just how many of those people have actually enjoyed one of our national parks that he was bold enough to step up and preserve just for them. Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and we're sure glad you're here. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. We've had thunderstorms rolling through just about every morning. And for a lot of dogs, that's a tough time. Just drives them crazy. Calming Care helps settle that dog gently and safely over time. KenderOutdoors.com. I've got a $5 Calming Care coupon for you there. Hey, we need to kick off the show today with a big congratulations to Chris Jones out of Bokoshi, Oklahoma. He had his work cut out for him on the final day of the BassPro.com Bassmaster Central Open, Arkansas River Fishing out of Muskogee, Oklahoma last weekend. But he did his work, and with a three-day total of 42 pounds, 13 ounces, he picked up that $45,000 check. 19 pounds on Championship Sunday. John Garrett, Union City, Tennessee, finished second. Dale Hightower, Manford, Oklahoma, third. Gladewater, Texas, Lee Livesey, fourth. Cody Huff out of Ava, Missouri, fifth. Stephen Browning, Hot Springs, Arkansas, sixth. Brandon Polinick, Raftham, Idaho, seventh. Caleb Gibson, fishing out of Locust Grove, Oklahoma. There is a fried chicken place on the north side of Locust Grove, Oklahoma, that, hey, I've never gotten my fill when I go in there. I could eat that stuff every day of the week. He finished eighth. Justin Margraves, Diana, Texas, ninth. And Spike Stoker, Stephenville, Texas, tenth. I found this story on the Fishing Wire the other day. Molly was the boat, a Destin, Florida-based G&S Custom Sport Fisher, and it claimed the top prize in the Emerald Coast Blue Marlin Classic. Total prize money? More than $1.7 million. The 2020 Emerald Coast Blue Marlin Classic. Wes Long was the angler, Jeff Schultz the captain. The mates were Chance Young, Sawyer Henderson, Josh Goodson. They and the rest of the team hauled in a blue marlin that weighed in at more than 660 pounds and third place in the release division with three blues. Team Molly earned more than $500,000. Congratulations. A really cool Father's Day story came out of the Bass Champs Trail last weekend. They were on Lake Amistad on the Mexican border. Jeffrey and Kaysen Peel were fishing together. Father-son, Kaysen, is only 9 years old, and they won that bad boy over $20,000 for their 19.43. That's a Father's Day to remember. Congratulations, guys. Speaking of Bass Champs, that mega bass, $20,000 guaranteed every hour. It's coming up on Lake Fork next month, Sunday, July 19th. Big bass of the day picks up 15 grand and a Skeeter ZX200. Hey, here's a good one that came off of the Outdoor Wire on Tuesday. The Bassmaster Elites were back in action a week ago, Lake Eufaula, and it was about 4:30 in the morning when Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Kyle Monty pulled into a convenience store in Eufaula to get ice for the day. The only other customers in the store that time of day were a father and son that were headed for the lake themselves. The young man was enamored with the Bassmaster Elite Angler and asked for Monty's autograph. No one had a pen, so Kyle went back out to his rig to grab one. Couldn't find one there either. As he walked back to the store, he noticed that they were going to be fishing out of a small aluminum rig with only a couple of rod and reel combos inside of it. So he went back to that truck of his and retrieved a brand new Denali Lithium 6-foot, 10-inch, medium-heavy spinnerbait rod. He thought that would be just exactly perfect for Gabriel. And evidently it was, because Gabriel and his dad, after fishing and watching Kyle Monty out on the lake in competition that day, caught up with him at the weigh-in and showed off the picture of Gabriel's 7-pound, 15-ounce bass that he had caught on that brand-new rod that Kyle Monte had given him earlier in the day. It was his personal best and bigger than anything that the elites caught in the entire tournament. Big fish for the tournament was 7-5, caught by Chris Zaldane. Hey, Kyle Monte, great job. You made a fisherman for life, and you made us all feel good at a time when we've all been feeling kind of bad. Calming care. It settles the over-jumper, the over-barker. You love your dog, but boy, do you get sick of that when folks come over and he just won't leave them alone? Learn more about calming care from the trusted name Purina when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, the National Walleye Tour is back in action. They've rescheduled. Matter of fact, fished their first tournament after that delay because of COVID-19. Fished that first tournament on Green Bay this past Tuesday and Wednesday. They'll move to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, August 13 and 14. Garrison, North Dakota, wrapping up the regular season, September 10 and 11. And then the championship, October 14 through the 16th, Lake Erie, Huron, Ohio. As always, these NWT events are delivering over 100% payback.
I'm Dave Fulson with Tracks Across Africa TV and Safari Classics. You know, when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with my buddy Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl on a nearby lake, elephant and African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization. a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to Kender Outdoors. I have had the honor to spend time on the boat and in the field with some of our very finest, our wounded warriors throughout the years. And I want to introduce you to some of those folks today. I think it's a really good time to pause, take a deep breath, and be proud of America and the men and women that are willing to give their lives and sacrifice their bodies for it. Meet my friend John.
Well, John, what branch did you serve in, and what was your rank?
I was in the Marines for quite some time, and then I was in the 2nd Ranger Battalion, and I retired out as a Sergeant Major.
A Ranger. I guess maybe you knew what you were doing, brother.
Well, you know, you got the 10 percenters, and that is the, how would you say,
the elites.
Yes, they're type A. They don't understand fail.
Exactly. Well, man, I tell you what, you're at a beautiful place hunting doves this week with some other wounded warriors and some folks that love wounded warriors. What's it do for you to be able to get out here and just relax and eat good and go shoot a few doves?
You know, I was born in the Vietnam era, so I seen what and I heard what happened with the Vietnam veterans, but now this new era of military and the world is accepting them when they come back. Whether they're beat up, they got one arm, they got no arms, nothing. They're accepting them for who they are, and they're taking care of them. If they can't take care of them, they socialize with them. They're not an outcast, and that's what needs to happen, because when you come back as a warrior, you see that, and you're treated like the black sheep. But this is great when people accept you into it, and they go above and beyond to help you out. And nothing more than to socialize with you.
Right.
That is the biggest thing.
Yeah, just to hang out and get to know you and make a new friend. What's it do for you mentally, though, to be able to relax? Does it maybe put some of those horrors of war back in the background for a little while?
You know, there's only 365 days in a year, and probably 360 days, I look behind my back, I sit with my back to the wall, I sit in a chair, I don't go out to eat, because I don't have anybody there that I can trust. Now, we come to these places, and I trust these people, and now I can just let my guard down and relax and enjoy life to the fullest.
Right.
And it makes all the difference in the world, and we look forward to it.
Yeah.
When this is done tonight, I'm going to look forward to it to the next year.
You bet. Absolutely. I hope I can be back next year, too. Maybe bring my shotgun next year and have a little more time to do some dove shooting with you guys. So you were a sniper. You were one of our very best marksmen that the U.S. has produced. How do you do on these fast-flying doves now, John?
Not very good. the reason is, I mean,
it's a different kind of shooting, isn't it?
I'm used to a single bullet. And they give me a shotgun that has, like, 12 bullets in them. I can't do that.
Yeah, you got to lead those old doves a little bit. Right when you pull the trigger, they dart, they dive, they do something like that. Tell me what happened to you over there in the desert. You were hurt, and you were hurt multiple times. What happened?
Yes, in Desert Storm, that would be my second conflict, I lost two spotters. And my second spotter, he wanted to shoot, so we were held up in Kofji, and when the tanks come across with their turrets turned around backwards, and we were supporting a Delta Force team and a Navy SEAL team, and he wanted to shoot, and I thought everything was good, so I let him shoot, and he did something wrong. He got shot in the head. His head exploded. I actually am living 25 years with bones in the back of my head from him.
Wow.
Lodged there. And then in Somalia, I got shot in the gut, and it blew out my left testicle. And then in Afghanistan, I got shot two more times.
And you're standing here today smiling,
yes,
eating some good food, and shooting doves.
Fingers and 10 toes.
That's exactly right. That's right. You've got a couple of kiddos now. Do they like to hunt? I know you live out in the country. Do they enjoy the country life?
You know, they do. They love the country life. I got a 14-year-old that wants to learn how to shoot competitively, and I'm just having a hard time teaching him how to shoot, because when I teach him how to shoot, it brings back bad stuff. I encourage it. Don't get me wrong. I encourage it. My 7-year-old, she loves to shoot. She's got guns. I mean, guns are not a bad thing. As long as they're taught safely, they're an awesome part of responsibility. But, yeah, I love the country because it's not fast moving, and I don't think about being in combat and a lot of people around me, so I can relax a little bit.
Fewer folks is better sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, John. Well, when you're not raising kids or out at one of these Wounded Warrior events, what do you like to do? What do you do in your spare time?
We show goats. We raise show goats. We go to about 20 ABGA American Boer Goat Association sanctioned shows a year.
Okay.
And we do real well.
What makes a good show goat?
You know, if I could tell you that, I'd be a millionaire.
You'd win all of them, wouldn't you? And down in this part of the country, they cook that cabrito up pretty good. You got a recipe you want to share?
No.
No.
No. No, my goats, I tell them when they're acting up and they're little kids, that's what you call goats when they're babies, kids. They got two avenues. You're either going on the pit or you're going on the trailer. You decide.
And that makes better show goats out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets that attitude right. John, God bless you, man. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And you thought you were tough? This event where I visit with John each year is a really special ranch in South Texas. I want you to meet the ranch owner, but first I want to remind you that Forta Flora brings you this portion of the show. Forta Flora, America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com. Ray Nichols is a special man. He's really quiet. He owns a beautiful ranch, and he's got some great neighbors. They're not an organization or a big fundraising group. They're just neighbors that love our country, love our military, and host an extremely special weekend for them and their families, all of them that want to come. The door's open to all.
So you're just shy of 500 acres here. You got a beautiful place, and I flushed a bunch of doves off the high line wire this morning coming in. They ought to have a good hunt this evening.
I hope so. We've had a quarter-inch rain night before last, and they may not be coming to the ponds.
Right.
So
yeah,
we may have to get out, and we'll walk and rush, try to flush some of them out of the fields.
Yeah.
Where they can shoot.
There you go. Now, what all do you do for these warriors? They roll in here and you put them up, you give them a place to stay. What all takes place?
I have this mobile home. It was built for a bunkhouse. It has six bedrooms. Four of the bedrooms have sinks in them, and they have bunk beds in each one of them. So I can sleep about 15 people over there.
Oh, wow.
So I just tell them to come out and bring their friends and relax. The ones that like to hunt will go try to shoot some pigs, or I think the Warriors probably killed 8 or 10 deer out here.
And you've even got the sporting clay set up for them.
Yes, we do. We have a skeet shoot. They really enjoy that. It's something they really like to do.
A little competition, a little jawing back and forth out there. Now, as the legend goes, you had a guy come out a couple of years ago, and he was without legs. He was shooting from a chair, and he won that skeet shoot and had not been in that chair very long.
That's true. That was Jesse. He was injured, I think, in June and was out here in September. And he's here. This will be his third trip.
I bet you make some lifelong friends doing this, don't you, Ray?
I sure do. Jesse lives in Missouri, and he came down especially for this.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for doing what you do. You know, we can all buy dinner for a warrior when we see them in a restaurant. We can shake their hand and tell them thank you, but nothing says thank you more than just opening your life up to them every year, year after year, and you're a special guy, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. This is General Leroy Sisco, and I'm honored to be here today. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The events this spring have made it abundantly clear to many Americans that they should possess the skills it takes to produce food for our families. How to catch a fish, how to harvest wild game. But where do you start?
First thing I want to do with the customer is talking about what their needs are. Are we shooting recreationally? Are we going to hunt with this? Are we looking for a tournament bow?
Cinnamon Creek Archery, Roanoke, Texas, has always featured the finest facilities. And even more importantly, the finest teachers and people. Hands-on, knowledgeable, and hardworking.
Ask some questions, too. Don't be afraid to say, well, why am I doing this, and why do you want me to anchor here? We pride ourselves here and make sure we're teaching them not only about the bow, but how to shoot that bow, how to be proficient with that, and so you can understand and replicate those better in the field.
There's never been a better time or opportunity to learn the skills needed to harvest wild game for the table, along with your entire family.
Make it fun and keep it a very positive, positive experience. Every shot they shoot is a great shot.
Your journey starts at CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, get back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are affiliated with no denomination but champion God's word only. We have a very active children's ministry, and we are a safe and secure place to hear God's word and learn about His great love for us, even though we are all great sinners. I'm John Watson, and I want to invite you and your family to church on Litzy Road in Roanoke, Texas, and on the web at csbiblechurch.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
The kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Greatly appreciate it, whether you're listening to a podcast or a broadcast, whatever, wherever, whenever, at your leisure. Thank you. We're celebrating and tipping our hat to our great military and our wounded warriors on the show today. I've had the opportunity to spend time with quite a few of our bravest, our finest. You met one of them, John, just before we went to the break. But there's another side of that. When a man goes to battle, it's not just him. He has a family that loves him. Or her. They miss their soldier. They hurt for them daily. They suffer with them when they come home. I want you to meet John's wife, Carla.
Well, Carla, I want to talk to you a little bit as the wife of a wounded warrior. We talk to a lot of wounded warriors, but seldom do we get to speak to the spouse. It's an ongoing battle. It didn't end in Afghanistan, did it?
No, these problems are lifelong, and so many people don't realize that there's no cure for what these guys come home with.
Yeah.
The families, and not just the spouses. We've got a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old, and the things that they've seen and the things that they've dealt with, we shouldn't ask any kids to go through.
It's tough mentally. You know, we see the physical scars. We can see that. We can't see the mental scars. But my goodness, John served a long, long time, and he was asked to do some tough things in his military career. And that stays with a guy, mental scars.
It does. He was in the Marines and then the Army, and he was in combat for many years as a sniper. And we asked those guys to go over there, do jobs that we would never ask a private citizen to do. And when they come back, we expect them to be the same, and they're not.
They're changed. How does PTSD show itself day to day? What do you live with?
You know, I live with somebody who is a shell of the person I met many years ago. He's scared of the dark, and I know that's going to sound so horrible coming over. But many of the things that they dealt with, they happened overnight over there. They bombed overnight. They did things at nighttime because of their presence wasn't seen. And so he stands guard. If I'm sleeping, he doesn't sleep because he wants to make sure there's nobody going to come and take his family away. You know, waking them up and startling them, they don't realize right away that they're at home because they may be having dreams or flashbacks while they're sleeping, and so you learn not to startle them. The anxiety, the level of stress that they go through just on a day-to-day basis, and our situation is not unlike many others, but it is unique. He's got complicating issues that do cause him to disassociate and to as he's wide awake, to make him believe he's back in Afghanistan. Most of the time, along with that comes a paralysis, and so he's completely in the house, not harming anyone, but he, in his mind, a lot of times he'll think he's back in Afghanistan or Iraq.
It really does me a lot of good, and I know it does these warriors good too. When I come out to a ranch like this and see them smiling and laughing and giving each other a hard time and shooting sporting clays and shooting doves. This is great therapy, isn't it?
It is. We try to do a lot of things just for therapeutic reasons. The opportunity for these guys to come back and see others that are battling the same things day to day, it's amazing when you get these guys together that they're dealing with so much of the same stuff, but they feel like they're alone in the world when they're in the day-to-day operations.
Right.
And so it's nice for them to be able to talk to each other and have that camaraderie.
You're a hunter, too. You like to dove hunt. John was a sniper, and he's a pretty darn good shot. Who holds the household? Who wears the crown around the house when it comes to hunting doves?
Well, I have to say, he's not a very good shotgun person.
He was honest. He told me that.
His expertise is more in rifle and handguns. But yeah. I actually do usually kill more dove, but I think that's probably because I'm more patient and wait for him to get in closer. And he's used to taking that long range shot and doesn't sometimes realize that the shotgun doesn't have it.
Yeah, the shotgun can't reach out there 1,800 yards, 2,000 yards. It's not going to do that. Well, God bless you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for loving him and caring for him. And just know that you don't see us all day today, but there's a lot of us that are praying for you every day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And anytime you see a wounded warrior or somebody, remember there's somebody holding them up on the other end.
That is strong. That's Carla, the wife of wounded warrior John, who served in both the Marines and the Army Special Forces. Hunting and fishing is strong medicine for our wounded, for our returning military. I've just seen it time after time after time. And it's not just U.S. citizens that appreciate what our U.S. military does. These men and women are highly acclaimed all over the world. Meet Cornet Kruger with Umanjavi Safaris, Africa.
You guys did it again. You surprised a bunch of these warriors with a plains game hunt in Africa, man. Why?
Well, Billy, it's just our way to also say thank you to the American military, what they do for the rest of the world. I mean, it is these guys sacrifice so much, and we're great supporters of the U.S. military, so that's the reason why. We just want to say thank you.
We're awfully proud of them, and to hear that from the other side of the globe, the other side of the planet, really makes my heart swell, man. That's awesome. So tell me about this hunt. When these guys come see you in Africa, what will they experience?
Well, they're going to hunt in our main area in central Namibia, so we've got lots of plains game. I think they're each going to shoot like 7 or 8 animals, if I'm correct. We've got Zeiss that's sponsoring them binoculars. We've got the Wildlife Gallery, I hear, is going to do some trophy work for them. Their Trinity Oaks is doing a phenomenal job with these guys, and they got the airfare taken care of, and we'll have Blake Barnett of Trailing the Hunter's Moon there filming some of these guys hunts, and so they're gonna have a blast. I mean, one of those opportunities that I don't think they would have had.
You were gracious enough to take some of our warriors hunting last year. Did they have a good time?
Oh man, did we have a good time with those guys? Yeah, no, they had a great time. They shot, I think, at the end like 10 animals each, yeah, almost. So now the guys had a fabulous time. Yeah, this is the fifth time that we are having warriors come over. So
man,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, again, we greatly appreciate that. If folks want to come hunt with you, how can they take a look at your website? How can they say thank you to you?
Yeah, they can just go onto our website, omuyevesafaris.com, and just go look all the details. Everything's there. Our contact details is there.
Very good, and we will have the Umanjavi contact info up on our website. Everybody's a regular visitor there that listens to the show, so we'll have a quick link there where they can come over and see you. If folks want to come and safari with you, plains game, dangerous game, what do you feature, and what can they expect when they come spend time with you?
Well, we are at this stage the biggest concession holders in Namibia. We've got concessions in the Caprivi for elephant, buffalo, hippo, crocodile. We've got huge areas in central Namibia for plains game, and then we also have areas in the northwest in the desert areas of Namibia as well, where we do plains game hunts and also leopard hunts.
Yeah.
you know, I always talk to my safari friends and I say, yeah, you guys are sleeping on the cold, hard ground over there and your food's not any good. Safari's so tough. That couldn't be further from the truth, could it, Cornet?
Yeah, not anymore. It's not the old safari where you're traveling in a wagon anymore. So we've got great lodges, beautiful places with some of the best food you'll ever eat in your life.
Yeah, and all you want to eat.
And all you want to eat, yes.
Very good. So. Hey, thanks again for taking care of our military, man. We love you for that. Thank you.
It's a big pleasure, Billy.
Cornet Kruger with Umanjavi Safaris, who has time after time after time taken care of our wounded. Hey, I always look forward to participating in a Sporting Clays event for Homes for Our Troops. You ever heard of them? They build custom-designed houses for our wounded. I want you to meet Major General Retired Timothy McHale when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody. It's Retired Staff Sergeant James Johnson. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
Now, maybe more than ever, we could all use a little getaway, and the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread out while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also has spacious lakefront cabins fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, let us know where you hear the show. We'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256, or the website, kenderoutdoors.com. Real easy to leave a note there for us, and we'll get it. Hey, leave a picture for the bragging board. We want to see what you've been up to. KenderOutdoors.com. Homes for our troops. They custom build homes for our wounded. These homes are specially adapted to the scars of war. Major General, retired Army, Timothy McHale.
General, first of all, let me just tell you, it is an honor to be in your presence and in the presence of anyone who's ever stood there and taken the oath. God bless you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. It's an honor and privilege to be here at this clay shoot in Dallas, Texas.
Yep, absolutely. Tell folks a little bit about your background, your military history. You were there a day or two.
Yeah, I spent 35 years in the military, retired in June of 2012, and I just loved every minute of it. And now I have the privilege and honor to be a part of an organization, nonprofit, Homes for Our Troops, that builds specially adapted homes for our most severely injured veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah. When you came out of the military, you're a very bright man. You have a lot of experience with helicopters and strategy and a lot of different things. And you could have been paid a whole lot of money to continue that in the private world, but you said, I'm giving my heart to these guys, and I'm pretty sure you're not making the money you could have been making right now. Why did you make that decision to become the head of Homes for Our Troops and do what you do?
Well, Billy, you know, to be honest with you, I was touched many times when I served in Iraq and Afghanistan, seeing our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines severely injured. And I knew I wanted to continue to serve in another capacity. So when I had the opportunity to join Homes for Our Troops, I didn't hesitate, because it is so meaningful to be around these veterans. You know, my son, who's 14 years old in ninth grade, you know, when he hears me say TMI, he tells me, Dad, that stands for too much information. But for me, TMI means when you're with these veterans, that I'm always being touched, moved, and inspired by these veterans. Their courage, their attitudes, they inspire you and touch you with their stories and with the way they're leading their lives.
Yeah, they are true heroes, and so many of them hate that word, but they're absolutely, and you, sir, are true heroes. Let's talk about Homes for Our Troops, because it is just phenomenal. It's just a fabulous organization. You guys are as pure as the driven snow. Every penny goes to work for these guys.
Well, Billy, we work real hard at focusing the funds of all our donors, all our sponsors, all our volunteers. About 90% of all dollars that come to us, we focus on the project. We build specially adapted homes, and our criteria to build a home is that the veteran has to be severely injured, as evidenced by the Veterans Administration, where they determine that the veteran needs a specially adapted home. And then they fill out an application, we review that, and then we bring them into our program.
When you guys hand the keys over to one of our veterans for their new home, you don't hand them a mortgage book, do you?
That's correct, Billy. When we give a home away, it is mortgage-free. Now, it's mortgage-free, but it was not free. They paid for it on the battlefield where they were severely injured. But what we do is we work with our veterans. They have to maintain their home, pay for all the operating costs. And so that's why we build a specially adapted home that is an Energy Star home. It's a modest home. It's about 2,650 square feet, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two-car garage, and over 40 special adaptable features, from wider doorways, wider hallways, roll-under kitchen sink and bathroom sink, roll-under stovetop, roll-in shower. We have in the back bedroom for safety, we have the master closet, about 8 by 12 feet, brick reinforced steel concrete for FEMA rated to storm level 5 for safety, and an emergency generator. So we've really refined our homes based on our veterans' feedback, the kind of home that'll serve our veterans and give them back a little freedom and independence that they lost on the battlefield.
In listening to and speaking with our wounded that always attend and participate in these Homes for Our Troops events, I've noticed that there are some special perks in some of these houses, like heated toilet seats. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, we have great sponsors, and Billy's making a comment to one of our veterans who spoke at lunch today. Big tough Marine said he really likes heated toilet seats. But that's provided to us by Kohler Kitchen and Bath Products, and they provide us absolutely top-end products, along with Armstrong Flooring. They have great products there, along with Mastic Siding, CertainTeed Roofing. We have some great sponsors that help us out build these homes.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people right now taking note of those companies that help our military and love our military, because we want to do business with them as well, and we want to say thank you to them. Do you guys receive, at Homes for Our Troops, do you receive any money from the U.S. government?
No, we do not receive any money directly from the U.S. government. The specially adapted housing grant that the troops get for their injuries there to adapt a house, if they so desire, they can sign that grant over to us to supplement what we're doing for our fundraising. But we do not get any direct. 70% of the funds we raise are from individual donors from around the country, and the other 30% are from sponsors, and then so that's how we do our funding.
Yeah, which gives us all a good idea, doesn't it, folks? Let's either be part of that private sector of individuals who participate in a sporting clay shoot, or maybe go to the Homes for Our Troops website and make a donation. It can be as little as $10 per month, but we can all be a part of this in building homes for our troops, and we should be a part of building homes for our troops. Or we can be a part of the corporate world that makes up that 30% and helps. You guys have sporting clays events in different areas. What other fundraising activities do you have?
Great question. Now, we have fundraisings all around the United States. We do marathons. We do half marathons, 5K.
I'm out on the marathon, General. I'm out. I'll shoot the sporting clays.
All right. But we do golf events. We do certain events with different organizations, feeding people and that. So it works out very well for us. But we always welcome the opportunity of people who call us up and say they want to do an event. I believe there's going to be an organization here that's going to do a clay shoot in the next couple months, maybe down in Houston. So that helps us out. We'll take those funds, and that'll help us build more homes for our severely injured veterans.
Participation. We need folks to participate. The website, so that folks can go get more familiar with you, with their eyeballs, and learn how they can donate, make a direct donation, a monthly donation, for as little as $10 a month or as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, our website is hfotusa.org. That stands for Homes for Our Troops, USA.org. By donating $10 a month to our Operation Lasting Support, putting that on your credit card can make a real difference in us building one or two or three extra houses a year. We'd like to grow that organization. We together, America, can solve this issue of taking care of those men and women who have sacrificed so much. And we believe at Homes for Our Troops that this is not charity. This is a moral obligation of the American society to take care of the men and women who have served and sacrificed and protected our freedoms by building a home, we're giving back to them some freedom and independence they lost on the battlefield.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand and the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, you guys, get off that porch. Get back in here. We have more chores to do in this old camp house at Kender Outdoors today. Thanks a lot for being a part of the show, for tuning in. And thank you also to Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Big news the other day when the United States Senate passed the historic Great American Outdoors Act. It represents the single greatest commitment to increasing public access and advancing conservation in a lifetime. The Great American Outdoors Act will provide $9.5 billion over 5 years to address the crumbling infrastructure on America's public lands and waters. The Great American Outdoors Act. It heads to the House for further consideration now. And I would greatly and strongly encourage you to contact your representatives in the House to urge quick passage of this long overdue legislation. Here's the important part, as is, without any changes or add-ons. Let me give you the phone number, okay? 202-224-3121 to contact your representative in the House of Representatives, 202-224-3121. Another big deal the other day, the Dallas Safari Club and the International Council for Game and Wildlife Conservation signed a joint memorandum of understanding formalizing their partnership to benefit wildlife conservation and support sustainable wildlife use and the livelihoods of rural and indigenous people. This partnership is a big deal. It provides an opportunity to leverage the combined reach and influence of DSC and CIC's knowledge, programs, and networks to effectively guide policy in a way that encourages science-based wildlife management. DSC and CIC working together diligently on all matters impacting hunters internationally. That's a good thing. Hey, you know, in Nebraska last year, they started a new program that would encourage anglers to take someone new fishing or someone that hasn't been in many years fishing again. And this year, with a donation from the folks at Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop and the Nebraska Game and Parks Foundation, this year's Nebraska Take 'em Fishing Challenge just got a little more exciting. One lucky participant will win a Bass Tracker Classic XL. That boat is valued at almost $11,000. This is the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission's second year offering the challenge, which encourages experienced anglers to take a pledge to go fishing with a beginner or someone, like I said, who hasn't fished in several years. Anglers are encouraged to take a photo of themselves taking someone new fishing. That makes you eligible to enter an online drawing for lots of great prizes, including the boat, couple of Shields $500 gift cards, a kayak, and more. The challenge officially started in May, but due to the current health situation, the contest has been extended through October 31st to give more folks a chance to sign up. Last year, more than 4,700 entered the Take 'em Fishing Challenge. Back before we took a break, you heard from retired Army Major General Timothy McHale, the head of Homes for Our Troops. Well, if you'll come see me at bbkoradio.com, there's a tour that you can click, a virtual tour of one of the houses that Homes for Our Troops has built specifically for our wounded heroes. KinderOutdoors.com. Can't you just imagine hunting Vermont in the fall? The colors, the crisp air, the call of the majestic moose. That is definitely a bucket list trip for me. Lottery applications for hunting permits, $10 for residents, $25 for non-residents, and they're accepting those permit applications right now. The deadline, July 8. If you'll come see me at bbkoradio.com, right there on the left-hand side of the page, you're going to see a quick link to the wildlife departments, fish and wildlife departments for all 50 states. Click on that, alphabetically scroll down to Vermont, and you'll find all you need there. Non-resident applicants should know that COVID-19 travel restrictions could be extended into the fall moose hunting season, and hunters who have held a permit within the past 5 years are not eligible to apply for a permit or buy a bonus point. Purina Pro Plan performance formula for your hard-working bird dogs. 30% protein and 20% fat. You'll find Pro Plan Performance at all Atwoods Ranch and Home stores. Well, hey, let's stretch our legs for a minute, but when we come back, I want you to meet a guy named Ken Sotherby. He's the head guy at Hope for the Warriors. He, along with a guy that you'll hear from later this hour, Anthony Pace with Freedom Hunters, have very similar missions, combining hunting, fishing, and God's great outdoors as therapy for our wounded heroes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Babe Winkleman. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall speed shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7' to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lose.com or mrcrappie.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
I'm so glad you're here with us at Kender Outdoors today as we feature some of the organizations that really do a good job of taking care of our wounded heroes. Hope for the Warriors is one of those groups that uses hunting and fishing, the magic of God's great outdoors, as therapy for our finest. Ken Sotherby heads up Hope for the Warriors.
Ken, welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I'm honored to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for your service to our nation. We greatly appreciate it. You served with the Marine Corps, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And what was your job in the Marine Corps? What did you do, Ken?
I'd say for first 16 years, I was with Marine Reconnaissance, and the tail end, I did about 25 years total. I helped stand up the Marine Corps Special Operations Command, and my main niche was a sniper instructor is what I primarily focus on.
You know what? I'd love to spend a couple of hours on the range with you because you get out there past about 250 yards. I'm not real sure of myself, Ken. I bet you could help me with that.
Oh, I'd absolutely love it. I honestly love teaching more than I probably like shooting now.
Well, hey, I wanted to talk to you, and I wanted folks to know about your long military career because you totally understand what these guys and gals that have defended our country are coming back home to. And you know just how well the outdoors can be great therapy for them. I bet you've seen some tremendous turnarounds and some great stories throughout the years in Hope, working with Hope for the Warriors.
Absolutely. The experience of being outdoors, be it hunting, fishing, hiking, whatever we're taking these veterans on, a lot of these guys have experienced extreme social isolation as they kind of assimilate into post-combat life and kind of declining self-worth. So they start evaluating, you know, what they're doing now, whether it be their injuries or just a normal 9-to-5 job and what they did in the military. So when we get these guys out there and they're excited with the challenge and placed back in that position of leadership and trust, you know, because depending on the event, a lot of times they're alone responsible for the outcome of, you know, that fishing trip, that hunting trip. In addition, you know, we're making these long drives up the mountain roads and sitting around a campfire. It really gives us a chance to kind of sit down and address any areas of conflict in their lives, and gives them a chance to hopefully communicate with other wounded veterans if the opportunity allows multiple veterans to be on this one trip.
You know, I have had the honor and the privilege of joining some of our warriors on various hunts and fishing trips throughout the past 10 years or so. And it's just amazing to me. A lot of times a guy will get there on Friday afternoon and get out of the truck, and he's just very quiet and to himself and very reserved. And by the end of the weekend, or a couple of days, or maybe 3 or 4 days, they really come out of the shell, and I can see firsthand how it's so important. It's not only beneficial, but so important that folks help fund these folks like Hope for the Warriors and get these guys outside. It's needed. It's absolutely as needed as any medicine that they take.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. Even with me being a fellow veteran, a lot of similar experiences, you know, that first day to the second day, they're kind of reserved and they're kind of feeling things out, and the trust level isn't there. And then once that wall comes down and these guys just really start enjoying themselves, just huge therapeutic benefits, you know, to being out there and kind of embracing the, you know, social experience of it again.
Absolutely. And you guys don't just you just don't run down to the local fishing hole and take these guys fishing. You go all over the place. I was reading about how you do an annual bear hunt for these warriors in a remote area of Idaho. You were there earlier this year. Also, Alaska bow fishing trips in Virginia, pheasant hunts in New Hampshire. You go all over and, I guess, cater to guys in those areas?
Yeah, ideally, you know, to make it as economical as possible, I go around just trying to recruit for these events. And a lot of those events are kind of one-time deals, or they kind of pop up. But trying to build those reoccurring events has kind of been the challenge. Because the veterans are spread all over the United States. So if I can find an event that's, say, in Texas, then I contact those veterans on my list in Texas, you know, that are within driving distance, or, you know, maybe I can help with transportation to get in there. If I'm flying guys constantly, you know, the budget doesn't last very long. So that's the biggest challenge, is finding these events and then reoccurring events, ideally.
So if you're listening and you have a ranch and you have an excess number of white-tail deer on your ranch, or pronghorn antelope or black bears or whatever it might be, and you would like to step up and serve your country by serving those who served us on the front. Boy, here's a great opportunity for folks to do that. How would they get in touch with you, Ken, if they wanted to donate a hunt, donate their property, their ranch, their bunkhouse?
They can go to www.hopeforthewarriors.org. And on there, there's a link to either sign up for services such as Outdoor Adventures, and there's also links to donate, and then they can get in touch with me and I will give them a call and we'll get some veterans out there and, you know, make something happen.
Absolutely. I read where you live in Sandpoint, Idaho, and I'm guessing there's not very many people there, and that's probably a really good place to be. That sounds like my neck of the woods there, Ken.
It is gorgeous. I'm about 60, 70 miles from the Canadian border. And I'm trying to establish hunts up in this area and fishing trips. A lot of guys' bucket list items are kind of, you know, the elk and the big game that are up here. So it's kind of been my goal in this area, is to set that up here in the Idaho, Montana, Wyoming area.
Sure. You bet. Did you grow up hunting and fishing yourself, Ken?
Not at all. I grew up in Detroit and, you know, never really spent a day hunting or fishing. Raised by a single mom who wasn't real pro on hunting and guns. But then as in the military, I got into a lot of shooting and then started hunting with a lot of the different guys while I was in. And when I got out and the opportunity for this job came up, it was just, you know, a perfect fit. I absolutely love it.
I want to get everyone the web address again, because there are lots of ways you can donate. I'm sure finances are always a struggle. And, of course, like we were talking about earlier, places to hunt and species to hunt as well. So fill us in one more time.
All right. And that's www.hopeforthewarriors.org.
God bless you for what you do, Ken. And thank you so much for spending a little time with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
I sure appreciate it, Billy. Thank you very much.
Ken Sotherby with Hope for the Warriors. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, with lots of different formulas, because there are lots of different dogs. And there's a formula specifically built for your dog. Pick up a bag at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas.
Good morning. This is Sergeant First Class Michael Tucker with the 112th Combat Services Support Company, Texas Army National Guard, Navarro County, Texas. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight, to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp.
CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
Would you trust your gun case to hold up under the tires of your truck or bounced out of the truck bed to keep your optics perfect? Guys, Air Armor Tech is producing the last gun case and scope protection you'll need in your lifetime. Designed and built by U.S. military personnel with military-grade components, and it's inflatable, lightweight, and easily deflates in stores. Jim Shockey trusts Air Armor with all of his optics. You should take a look, too, at airarmortech.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
We are enjoying revisiting time with heroes that we've spent time with on the water and in the field over the past decade or so. And one of those guys is Jesse. Last hour, we introduced you to Ray Nichols. He has a ranch between San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas. His neighbor, ranchers, and Ray all get together every September and host a big dove hunt, clay shoot, barbecue, family celebration for our bravest and finest and their families. It's not a big organization that puts this together. It's just neighbors, and that's the coolest thing about it. That's where I met Jesse, and I want you to hear his story, too.
Well, Jesse, what is a Missouri boy doing all the way over here in South Texas hunting doves?
Well, I recovered down here, and I come down to dove hunt a couple years ago when I first got injured, and I've just been coming back ever since.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place to be. I like this place.
I do, too. It's one of my favorite places in the country. I've been traveled around with the Army quite a bit, and if I didn't have all my family in Missouri, I'd settle here.
Man, it's a neat place, and these old live oak trees and these 100-year-old mesquite trees and doves flying around everywhere, and the food's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, it'll fill you up. I gain weight every time I come down here.
Heck, yeah. What branch of the military did you serve in? What was your rank?
I was a sergeant in the Army, E-5.
And how long did you serve?
6 years.
And what happened to you over there, man?
I stepped on an IED.
And as a result of that, you lost your legs. But thanks to modern medicine, you didn't lose your life.
Right. Yeah, they saved me. I was on the ground for almost 2 hours, but they still got me back in time to put me under and, so.
Take care of it.
Yeah, we got my tourniquets on, and that stopped the bleeding. And then after that, it was really everybody else's job. They did real good with me.
Yeah. It's just a harrowing thought to me. You're laying there for 2 hours. Were you conscious of what was going on?
Oh, yeah, I was awake the whole time. So I had one of my soldiers with me, and we just sit there and talked until everybody showed up finally.
Yeah. And you say that with a smile on your face. I know you weren't smiling that day. It had to be terror. And God bless you, man. Thank you for your service and for standing between us and the bad guys protecting our freedoms in this country. I seriously mean that.
I appreciate it very much.
You did finally pass out. You went under, and you were under a week.
Right, yeah. I made it all the way to the hospital in Kandahar. Awake, And whenever I got there, a nurse came out, and she asked me if I was ready to go to sleep, and I said sure, and she put me under. Wow. And that was the last thing I remember until I woke up down here at BAMC in San Antonio, and my wife was sitting next to me.
Did you wake up and go, where in the heck am I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea what was going on or where I was, and it was confusing to me, and, you know, and all the medication and stuff that I was on at that point. It was about a week before I finally stayed awake, and I think my wife had to tell me that I had lost my legs and been injured two or three different times I woke up, and it was just like starting over.
You've got horrible memories there. We all have stresses in our lives. You guys have severe stresses in your lives from what you've seen and what you've been asked to do. But when that little six-ounce bird comes flying over at about 37 miles an hour and you have to focus to shoot him, can you forget all that for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. I mean, it really is. And it's not just, you know, about me forgetting about my stress. It's just about forgetting about stress, period, which is why we do outdoor things, fish and hunt and everything like that. It's a hobby just like anybody else.
Sure. You grew up doing this stuff in Missouri, and because of, man, these prosthetics are amazing, what they've got now. You can do anything else that the rest of us want to do, hunt, fish, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, if I want to do it bad enough, I can manage, and that's really the truth of it.
You're a pretty good shotgunner, too. Before I met you today, they were bragging on you winning the skeet competition out here a couple of years ago in the sitting position. You didn't have your legs yet.
Right. I'd only been out of the hospital about 2 weeks. And truth be told, I probably shouldn't have been shooting at all, but they encouraged me. And but I grew up, I had a very good teacher whenever I was a kid. One of my grandfathers, he shot skeet for competition in St. Louis, Missouri. And so as a kid, I couldn't shoot a lick, but he kept with me until I finally started hitting birds. But I have no natural talent. It just lots and lots of shotgun shells.
Yeah, lots of shotgun shells. I can tell from talking to you that you love shotgunning. You love good shotguns, and you love to hunt. You love to shoot. What's your favorite shotgun in your collection?
Oh, I just acquired a Remington 1100 and 410.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably about 4 months ago, and it's by far my favorite. They're hard to come across, and it's in wonderful shape, and it shoots good, and it's challenging.
Do you have kiddos?
Yeah, I have four children.
Okay, are they starting to get into the shooting sports and hunting a little bit?
Yeah, the oldest two really like it. My oldest daughter is 9, and she shoots clays pretty well.
Okay.
She bow hunts a little bit, and she turkeys is her big deal. She likes spring turkey season.
And I like her already. I've never met her. If you're a turkey hunter, I'm in. I like that.
And then my 6-year-old son, he likes to shoot, but he's just starting to get into everything. 22s and BB guns is his forte, his favorite thing right now.
He's in the plinking stage right now, which never gets old, though, Jesse.
Oh, no, I still plink all the time.
Heck, yeah.
I shoot turtles in a pond for hours.
Heck, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Well, pretty long trip for you to come to Missouri to here, so that tells me how much this means to you and how much you enjoy it when you come.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. These men, they take months, not days or weeks, but months and months out of the year to plan this, come up with sponsors, get everything ready, find places for us to hunt, find clays, find shells, and they talk about it all year long.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be over tonight, but tomorrow they'll be planning for next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Calvin, his dad was a wounded warrior, and he remembers it growing up, and it's a really big deal to him.
Yeah.
And just to see, you know, all these guys come down here for the first time. A lot of these guys, this is one of the first things they do after they get injured for fun. I mean, it was for me.
Yeah.
And I hadn't shot a shotgun for 7 or 8 years before that. And it just, like that, it turned me right back into it. It was something that I could still do. And it means a lot to me. It really does.
And they take care of your families, too. If your families want to come, they put you up. They take care of you. Bounce house out here for the kids. And this is a true story. Calvin went to 3 different Walmarts and bought every kid fishing pole they had in 3 different Walmarts. Every kid leaves with a brand-new fishing pole.
Yep, they do it every year. And the kids have a blast. Ray, he keeps the fish stocked and fed every year, all year long. And it's really a labor of love for him. It really is.
Yeah.
And he does that. All this is just for this day. You know, they manage all the yard and keep it nice, and all the fields that we hunt in have been plowed this year and tilled up so we can find birds easier. And this whole community out here, they really come together for this event.
You know, Jesse, they've even got a bunch of kids out here to act as golden retrievers and Labradors today. They're going to be fetching birds for you guys.
Yeah, where I'm from, they don't do that, and I never really knew that. But my first year down here, I found out that in Texas, it's kind of a rite of passage for young kids. They get birds, and they help out with that until they're old enough to shoot a shotgun. And then they finally start to get hunting. And a lot of these young girls, they really look forward to it.
You bet. Yeah, they're excited about it. It's almost a little contest with them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, I say thank you, and I know you hear that all the time. Thank you for your service, but don't ever let that weaken or become cliche, because, man, I mean it from the heart, and there's a lot of folks praying for all of our men and women all over the world that they don't even know every day.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
What a special group of people they are, Ray and all his rancher neighbors, to totally give up all that they have for another very special group of people. I thought that now might be a real good time to focus on the good of America. We've been beat on badly and our flag burnt and our statues pulled down. Our history spit on over the past few months. And the people doing it are loud and proud. Why can I not be loud and proud about this great America that we have fought and bled and died for all races and religions?
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Big Billy Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender. This is Kender Outdoors. We're really happy that you're here with us. Thanks for giving us a listen. We sure do appreciate that. If you want to reach us, easily done, 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. The website, Kender, like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com. We're celebrating our bravest and finest today, our wounded warriors, and the great therapy that God's great outdoors is, that it provides to these men and women when they come back from war, horrible war. Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters up in Elizabeth, Colorado, is another organization that does just an incredible job catering to these folks.
Good to be here, Billy. Always appreciate listening to you. I wanted to have you on the show today, Anthony, to talk to folks about Freedom Hunters. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that we regularly post pictures and talk about Anthony's good work and Freedom Hunters' good work with our military personnel. Explain to folks, in a nutshell, what is Freedom Hunters, Anthony?
Well, Billy, we are a 501c3 military outreach program, and our main focus is taking servicemen and their families on hunting, shooting, and fishing trips all around the country and internationally.
And you have literally gone international. You've taken these folks all over the world. Any idea how many hunts you guys have done with our finest?
Oh, we've taken over 8,500 veterans and their family members on different trips. Everything from half day outings on up to, you know, backcountry elk hunts.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you guys do. How did this get started? Was this your idea? This is something that a lot of people attempt and few people carry it through to the other side because it's a ton of work.
Well, you know, the military has always been a passion of mine. I never had the privilege to serve, but it actually ended up starting with a conversation with Jim Shockey. We were having dinner one night after a trade show, and he was wanting to do something for the troops, and basically it spurred me on and said, you know, well, why can't I? So that's where it started, and took a couple years to get things in my head, how to put things together, and you know, now we're doing 300 outings a year.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It doesn't hurt at all that Jim lends his name to this, and he truly does get in there and put a little elbow grease into this as well. He has a financial commitment to it, and he has a time commitment to it. Hey, thinking back over all of these trips, Anthony, give us an example or two of how you've seen this program, Freedom Hunters, actually change lives. And I know you have, because I've been privileged to participate with our wounded warriors and veterans and paralyzed veterans of America and different groups on events through the years. And I've seen guys come into camp and just be really quiet and reserved and just didn't trust anyone and standoffish. And then by the end of the week or even after a couple of days,
They are out of their shell, and you can't shut them up. They're a new person, it seems like. I know you've seen that.
Oh, most definitely. We've had occasions where we had a waterfowl hunting trip down in Kansas, and you know, before the trip and talking to the guy, he was very nervous about getting outdoors. You know, he really hadn't been around firearms since he'd been back, and PTSD was pretty severe. And you know, and we said, hey, you know, don't worry about it. You know, just go out, and you know, if all you do is sit there and hear the whistling wings coming over your head in the morning to the pond, then that's fine. You know, you don't need to feel any pressure to even shoot your firearm. And you know, before talking to him, you know, it was 1, 2, 3 words, you know, at a time. You know, after the hunt, he was, you know, nonstop for an hour and a half about how wonderful it was. Turned him into a, you know, permanent waterfowler. So you really don't understand the therapeutic value of being outdoors. And these guys can just turn around in just a matter of days or a matter of hours.
You know, when God made his creation, he made it perfect, and there's no better medicine for our warriors and our vets that have seen the ravages and the noise of war than to sit in a deer blind or a duck blind or a bass boat early in the morning and watch that sunrise. It's therapeutic beyond measure, beyond what we can beyond what we can think about. Some good trips coming up. Give folks an example of what you're going to do with our warriors and our money when we give it to Freedom Hunters.
Well, we've got stuff going on all over the country. You know, I've got right now, I've got 16 warriors that are heading up to Sheridan, Wyoming to do, you know, it's a simple doe deer hunt, but it's an opportunity for them to fill the freezer. We've got on the eastern shore, we've got the Chesapeake Island hunt out on the eastern shore, and we'll have around 23 warriors out there hunting both deer and Sitka elk. We've got waterfowl hunts going on all over the country. This time of year, we've got stuff going almost everywhere.
Wow. How do you find your landowners? And if there's a landowner listening today that says, you know what, I've got a bunch of MLD permits, I need to get rid of a bunch of deer, here's a perfect way to do it. How can they donate to you, or can they?
Yeah, they sure can. And that's the nice part about it is every opportunity we have, you know, is created by an outdoorsman, whether it's an outfitter or simply a landowner or a fellow sportsman. So if you've got an opportunity and you need us to come out and help manage your herd, we're more than willing to do that. We've got guys signed up all over the country who can come at a drop of a hat and help you out, and it helps them. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You know, we've got a landowner in Nebraska who him and his father both have a piece of property, and for the last 4 years, they've been opening up their land and allowing, you know, one serviceman or two servicemen at a time to come and just spend time with them and their family. And, you know, it's been great. It's uplifting in more ways than you know.
Anthony, if someone has a piece of property and it's only big enough for a couple of guys to come harvest a deer or whatever, a wild hog hunt, whatever, but they don't have a bunkhouse, they don't have a place to put them up, is that still okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, and that's part of why we raise the money. Again, we'll have free opportunities to come hunt, but, you know, if we've got to put the guy up in a hotel, you know, that's no problem. That's why we raise the funds. And, you know, if we have time, we try to work with the local community and see if they'll donate a hotel or a meal or two. But, you know, everything we do is custom. So it doesn't have to be, again, anything spectacular. Just an opportunity to get the guys out is extremely important.
You bet. Absolutely. Give us the website one more time.
The website is freedomhunters.org.
Very good. And I've got links to everything. Anthony, good to talk to you on the phone, and can't wait to see you again in person. I'm sure that'll be at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo.
Definitely looking forward to seeing you in Dallas.
Anthony Pace, there's a good man right there. Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters. Hey, you've heard a lot about different organizations that have fundraisers and different events to raise money to do special things for our wounded, our bravest and finest. I hope that you'll be inspired to jump in feet first and make a contribution or even work or help out at one of these events. You'll find all the info you need at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, hey, we're all out of time. I do want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together. And I'd like to invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.